Hey everybody, it's Thursday, and I'm Jake, and I'm here with Zeno and Riff.
Hello,
boy.
Hot Stuff has gone home, alas.
Alack.
Although we did today make arrangements, he's coming back in like a week and a half, because the way that the documentary guys, somebody, this film student from Toronto is doing a documentary about. I don't know if it's about us or if it's about independent games from our perspective. So we should learn some things about independent games before, like, 2 weeks from today.
Independent games are cool?
Yeah. Good. I like...
Do I have to, like, wear a monkey suit now?
Yeah.
Damn it.
Yeah, I mean, we need to... the cubicle walls are being delivered tomorrow.
I see.
But yeah, I figured that it made sense for Hot Stuff to be out here while that was going on. So
if we get cubicle walls, I'm buying a cordless drill like the guy in Office Space had.
All right.
So I can just like sort of randomly knock them.
Randomly knock it down, and then also periodically call Riff on the phone and just say cock.
I've done that before.
Yeah. Oh, I know.
Just don't put my stapler in Jell-O. Because I'll burn the building down.
yeah. So, anything?
We made lag go away.
Yeah, that's true.
Good
old Yoshinori saved us from the pink robots.
Yeah.
We knew that he wouldn't let those robots eat us.
Also, I hate blister packs. Having to disassemble it with a fucking pair of scissors.
What'd you buy there?
It's generic knockoff iPod cradle thing, so I can charge it and leave it at my desk.
I see. Yeah. So we there wasn't much of a Tuesday. We've been working on other things.
Yeah.
And additionally, some other stuff. But
pies.
Cream pies. Yeah.
This is pretty much cream cherry pies, pie, man.
Other pies.
Yeah. Everybody likes pie.
Puts a smile on your face. Approximately 16.1 kilometers wide. So, I guess we could just read some questions.
Good. Questions are cool.
Questions. These questions were made for Aiden.
That's what we're going to do.
All right. Sky Piglet says, how about this grimoire familiar? Chia Pet. Useless like Pet Rock, but picture shows more chia growth with weight. Chia.
It's the pottery. What grows?
Well, do you feel like drawing lots of different...
different versions of the chia pet? No, not particularly.
Oh, but, all right, then.
But, you know, I mean... I guess there's already one familiar in there.
Yeah.
If we were going to do a chia thing, we should do a real chia thing. That's probably trademarked, though.
Yeah, that's true. Pottery grass monster.
Nico Arley says, ahoy. I have not one, not two, but three statements. One, can Riff be on the show more? I think he's charming.
That's a question and a statement.
Yeah.
But thank you.
Nico Arley also says, number two, I think there should be a trophy for buying a Mr. Exploiter in Oxycore, entitled, You Have No Damned Life. Number three, I was planning on buying an AD demon, but PayPal is slower than frozen slugs. I didn't get my Mr. A's until the new familiars came. Could I surrender three for an AD demon, please? All right, if when you mail Zly to get Mr. A's from a transaction that didn't get processed automatically, if you mention that you wanted the prior item of the month, then she will send me a message telling me that you are going to be sending me a trade offer. Don't just send me a trade offer, because then everyone will do that, and I won't be able to actually deal with any of them. But you got to talk to Zly by, you know, doing the bug report thing for when the PayPal transaction doesn't go through. And she can't actually give you last month's item of the month, but she can refer you to me and tell me you're coming, and then I can take care of it. So that happens more and more as time goes by. Disconcluded says, why, after successfully resisting the charms of the spam witch, would I then jump on her? Wouldn't that be giving in? But getting the jump on her is not the same as jumping on her. Right?
Yeah.
You don't actually have sex with anyone in this game.
I don't think so, no. I mean, they're just, they're stick figures. They don't have genitalia.
They don't have genitals, yeah. The spam witch, her nose is kind of a penis. It's crooked.
is that your only criteria?
I mean...
Crooked things?
Crooked, yeah. Crooked things that are about the size of a penis.
Hey, wait a minute. You can't use a word to define itself.
Let's see.
That's dirty pool.
Changling Bob says, any chance you could put a robe in game, maybe for the shirt slot, so that one can quite literally put on one's robe and wizard's hat? Yeah.
Oh.
Madeline says, put a multi-use on decorative fountains. I want infinite sleepy because I'm crazy like that.
I think you should have to work for it.
Yeah. There was that in Disgaea 2, there's a I put on my robe and wizard hat reference.
Is
in one of the item descriptions. Yeah.
Excellent.
I couldn't deal with trying to read all the item descriptions while my wife played the game, so I just looked them all up. There was just some like thing on GameFAQs that was like the monster list of all items, and every one of them had the descriptions. So
the one that's like that fist weapon that the description is, oh, I'm sorry, baby, why you make me do that?
So,
that's
the Yeah, it's, you know, it's weird because about, I feel like they had three or four different guys writing those and one of them was funny,
yeah.
You know? Because a lot of them are just totally ordinary, and then, yeah. But then a lot of them are just like, you know, really weird references, so it's like, God, I don't remember, there was one that was, I don't know, there was one that was just super funny that I remember.
That was a good story.
Yeah, that was a good story. Derpish says, hey guys, for a tower monster to be defeated, you could have a pissed off animatronic shark in reference to Jaws. Granted, it was less of a flare gun and more of a rifle, but meh. I don't know, what kind of monster would be killed by the flare gun?
A family restaurant worker.
I was going to say, yeah.
What?
Because of the flare.
You know, pieces of
you
flare.
You fire pieces
of flare. Oh, I see. Wasn't there some movie with Sigourney Weaver where somebody got killed getting shot with a flare gun?
Huh.
Was it Sigourney Weaver?
I don't think so. I think Sigourney Weaver shot somebody with a flare gun.
There's the kid in Breakfast Club that was going to try and commit suicide with a flare gun.
I thought he was just planning on blowing up the elephant. He wasn't really going to commit suicide. He was just going to...
My memory is that he was going to commit suicide with it, but I might be wrong.
But they put him in detention because they thought he was going to commit suicide with it, but really his plan was to just blow up the elephant lamp.
Maybe that's what it is.
The flare gun. I need to watch The Breakfast Club again. I bought it on DVD like 2 weeks ago,
yeah.
Thinking that I would
watch
it. It's
a great old movie.
Relsqui says, fibula description says, lies such like this one. Intentional? I'm guessing no, so I fixed that today.
Okay.
Lies well, I thought it was like wearing the sword behind
it. Yeah, it should be such as this one.
Yeah, and it really was like that in the description.
Huh.
Yeah, okay, in Dead Calm, says Grok the Mad, Billy Zane got shot by Sam Neill with a flare gun. So, that was the boat movie with Sigourney Weaver. Yeah, so there could be a Billy Zane monster.
That'd be a great monster.
Yeah. Billy Zane on a boat. Hogulus say, how would you guys feel about adding Days Played When King Freed and Turns Played When King Freed slots to Ascension Histories, provided they didn't have leaderboards associated with them? I'm personally in favor of the idea, as it would allow people like myself, who don't want to give up exploration of new content and other such fun things at the end of a run, in the name of a quick run to show off on leaderboards or whatever, but would like some idea of how long our runs are actually doing, speed-wise, rather than our runs showing how long we spent messing around. I'd go into more detail, but there's a forum thread you guys can read for yourself, and telling you my argument for it here would be redundant since it's already in the thread, and then he links to it. Oh, it's Nicole Kidman, not Sigourney Weaver. Damn it.
You lose.
I should know the difference between them, because one of them I absolutely do not want to have sex with, and one of them is Nicole Kidman.
Sigourney Weaver's... not bad, but she's got that weird jaw.
She's kind of... Sigourney Weaver looks like a dude.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess I can see why people would want that, right? You know, but... I honestly don't... I don't know. I mean, it would be storing it as, like, additional information, and I guess... in people's ascension histories, we could just show when that happened. But, yeah, I don't know. You know, it doesn't even... I'm not even sure how I would go about doing that. Because the ascension record doesn't get created until you actually ascend. I mean, I don't know. Part of me wants to not change it at all. I can see why people want it, but also, you know... You have to sacrifice efficiency if you want to do inefficient things, you know. And I can understand, you know, well, I'm not trying to do leaderboard runs. I just want to have an idea of how long my runs are taking. But, I mean, you can have an idea of how long your runs are taking except for that one, you know.
Or just, you know, look at how long the run has taken before you free the king.
Yeah, and write it down.
Yeah.
And if you say you want other people to be able to see how long it actually took, then, well, you know, if you're concerned with that, then don't sacrifice the turns. I mean, if you want to see new content, see it on a multi that you don't care about as ascension history. That's what I say. And speaking of adding things to ascension, says Hogulus, Ascension Histories, OMGF, favorite familiar slot plus. I'm curious how fast people can ascend with a scary death or backstabbing them all the time. Yeah, that's something that I keep meaning to start tracking so that we can roll it out on a Tuesday. It's going to be goofy because of the people who are currently in the middle of Ascension runs, so I'm going to have to figure out some way of dealing with that.
There's a few ways we can
go. Yeah. I like the idea of just setting a flag when you ascend and only tracking people that have that flag.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I suppose in the table that tracked familiars turns per ascension, whatever, in the table that actually tracked it, we could just put in a like familiar zero record for people who had ascended once after we started tracking it, and then only add it if they have that zero record. I mean, I hate for everyone in the game to have a flag because of that, but then again, it's only the people who ascend, so it's not like adding another 50, 60,000 flags to the table are going to be that big of a deal. It's the kind of thing that would have been really nice if we had always been doing it.
Yeah. Like charging meat for putting things in the store.
For just tax on mall transactions, man.
That would have been awesome.
God.
And a half.
Damn it. We should revamp the mall and add taxes. Hey, everybody, check out this new feature of the mall.
We should also charge 30 meat every time someone sends a message. That's what I love about World of Warcraft. Yeah, for those of you who didn't know, I succumbed to the beast.
One of us.
And started playing the World of Warcraft.
World of Warcraft.
Hogulus says, and also, speaking of the scary death orb, shouldn't it deal spooky damage to the player? This would, A, make thematic sense, and B, allow people to jack up their spooky resistance so it does less damage to them, potentially making it at least not worse than an angry goat or something, or worse than a pet rock, for that matter.
I don't know if the scary death orb is inherently spooky.
I mean, it does spooky damage to monsters, which is why it... I mean, I agree that it should be one or the other, but yeah, I don't know.
There's not really any mechanism for familiars to do spooky damage to you.
Well, it would be really trivial to
change
the type of the damage in that. Well, let's see. Let's see. Tommy Tom says, "Gosh, I, Zabu Johnson, never seem to get my email. I better request a whole lot more of it." No, not really, but seriously, what's that guy thinking?
Zabu Johnson. Is that his name?
Yeah, a handful of the mails that I get that look like they're obviously being requested by somebody are to Zabu Johnson.
Wow.
Maybe my email address is just an easy typo of his.
Is yours Z Johnson or Z dot Johnson?
I'm not telling.
Okay, well, maybe he has the other one, but does it.
Although, would it matter? I think you can put dots in the middle of email addresses, can't you?
Yeah, you're right. I was thinking maybe it kind of dots as spaces, but it doesn't, does it?
Yeah. Actually, my email address is ZabuJ. Let's see.
So Zach is just a nickname, huh?
Alan C. says, how about an out-of-band command for chat? Like slash OOB foo would put a comment in the chat that was you saying foo. It could then be used by things like Mafia and Grease Monkey scripts to add their own features to chat. Like a script could occasionally put slash out-of-bounds, out-of-band, idle, 12345, and then clients that are set up where it could see how long a user's been idle. You can even use it to add special extra channels on top of the channels you've got now, so people who want to do things like having stupid emote violence wars could remove themselves from the main chat and thereby spare us, or spare those of us with a maturity level over 12. That would rely on them doing it on purpose, and I don't think that any of those people are really going to spare you on purpose. I don't know how I feel about that, because... I don't know. I guess it's not really... There's no real potential for abuse beyond the potential for abuse that already exists in the chat. But I don't know. It would do goofy things to everybody who was reading the chat because they'd be able to see it. It would count in the buffer.
It wouldn't have to. I could make it to where it just strips it out and puts it in a different place.
Huh.
I don't know. But I don't, there's no good point to, and there's no good point not to, I think.
We'll see. I mean, if you know, if Halutawal or Fnord or somebody was like, hey, I would love to have that, could you please do it, then sure. But, Nova Knight 21 says, you shouldn't be able to toilet paper people in Ronin / Hardcore. Why not?
Because you can get a stunning one muscle bonus.
A one muscle substitute.
Yeah, for spending like a turn to clean it up, isn't it?
Yeah.
So,
That's pretty much why it's okay.
Yeah, yeah. That'll be fine. Sex Factory says, any of you guys heard of Fu Manchu? I'm talking about the brand. I'm talking about the band, not my brother Oatgan's facial hair. Oh, man. I did this awesome thing temporarily where I grew that beard for a while again, right? It was just like the kind of Abraham Lincoln beard meets goatee, right? Like I shave the sort of cheeks and leave like a stripe. My sideburns go all the way down to a goatee. So then I shave just the bottom part of the goatee. So like I had like sideburns would go down into the sides of a Fu Manchu. So great.
That'd be like growing like a full-on neck beard and then just shaving the front of your face.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I feel like that like Candleshire's form avatar.
Oh, yeah.
That was great. That was from some website. We found that picture. It was like beard contest website that they do in England every year.
That was a great avatar, too, because if you watched it long enough, it would do stupid things.
Yeah. It was really? Animated.
Yeah.
Oh, I never noticed that.
Yeah, it had. It was an animated GIF with, like, 200 frames. It's crazy. No, I've never heard of that band. But, no, I've never heard of that band. Max Vance says, why does the antique spear reduce combat initiative? Its description doesn't appear to account for that. I updated the description to account for that. Max Vance says, why does sticky fingers increase meat drops while sticky hands doesn't? Because in sticky hands, your palms are sticky. And sticky fingers, your fingers are sticky.
Interesting.
Bahu says, wow, if you're logging in throughout the day, these changes to the database are working wonders. I feel like Mr. Saturn now. Zoom.
Zoom!
Who is Mr. Saturn?
I don't know. Oh, the little guy in Earthbound.
Oh, okay.
Whoa, really?
You know the little melon looking things that had the bow tie, the little ties.
No.
The bows rather.
I don't think I ever got past the blue cult.
Oh, then you definitely didn't see the Mr. Saturns.
No. How far into the game is the blue cult?
Pretty early.
Yeah, I never got past like the second or third city in like three times of trying to play it on an emulator.
Yeah, me.
If it came out for like Game Boy or something, I'd probably play it. But it's just a pain in the ass sitting here playing on an emulator.
Yeah.
My problem with playing stuff on an emulator is that I never remember to pick it back up again.
Yeah.
You know, because it's not like there's even an icon on my desktop for it.
There could be.
Yeah, there could be. I should just add it to my to-do list every day, spend an hour playing Earthbound. The only way that I would ever... the only way that I can deal with playing console RPGs is to just do some subtle but very effective like Game Genie cheat or something where just like every hit is a critical hit or like unlimited mana or whatever, you know, something that like doesn't, I mean, I don't think that losing fights is fun.
Yeah,
you know, so it just
especially if it's one of the games where losing a fight becomes game over.
Yeah,
like Earthbound.
The fights in Earthbound were creepy. Because they're all just like super psychedelic freak-out background that just...
I hope you
pick what your favorite food was and then you'd... Yeah.
I hope they bring the third one over here.
Was the one on the Super Nintendo the second one?
Yeah,
Earthbound was the second one.
So there was that Earthbound Zero for the NES?
I don't know if there was ever...
They don't think they brought it to the U.S.
Yeah. The Japanese name is Mother, and I don't think Mother 1 ever got over here.
No. Surely somebody... there was some fan translation, though.
Probably.
Because I think I saw it in the directory full of ROMs that Gibbuck... No. In the giant creative Nintendo of every Nintendo game that we bought, and then had Gibbuck back up for us. These guys are, I guess your plan is to stay up until 10 o'clock tomorrow.
Yeah.
And go,
probably we'll end up leaving here like at 8:45.
Go pre-order the Wii.
Wii. Yo, motherfucker.
You guys should pre-order one for me.
Give me $100.
We're already going to have to lie about not being in the same household. So I don't think one of us is going to be able to order two.
Wow. That sucks.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to have two here, so. Just already sort of, you know.
Yeah. And, you know, honestly, when you guys get the Wii, I can take my GameCube back, and it'll be like, I got a new console.
True. Yeah, that's true.
There's been something that I kind of wanted to play on the GameCube. I don't remember what it was.
Metroid?
Yeah, I would actually probably play through Metroid.
I've got the second one, if you want to borrow it.
Oh, yeah?
I didn't finish it because I got to a boss that pissed me off. And never, as I generally do, never got around to trying to play it again.
Yeah.
That game just didn't look like as much fun because you had to sit and just wait for yourself to heal. Most of the time?
Yeah, there was a lot of that. Although I think you eventually get armor that stops the Dark World from damaging you.
But still a retarded mechanic.
Yeah.
It's like Gauntlet. Just sitting there kills you.
Yeah. There's like air pockets that you can stand in for a while that gradually reheal you.
Hmm.
But it's like 1 point a second.
Yeah.
It sucks.
It's terrible.
See, yeah.
It's sort of like World of Warcraft, where you have a bunch of crap to make. You just start making it and then go and get a snack.
Yeah.
Bahu says, maybe you've been mislabeling the obviously landlocked seaside town. Look at that fence. It's seasiding town.
Oh.
Ness Outlaw says, when you shrug off an AT buff, speaking of Nintendo piracy, it should give the same message as when you lose it from unequipping a plexiglass pendant.
There's a couple of funny messages that I put in there.
No, it was cool.
And one of them is, it gets replaced with the Macarena.
Jump the Shark says, can you all laugh evilly for me, please? I want to make a techno remix.
All right. How's that?
Ho, ho, ho. That wasn't an evil laugh. It was just a...
LSK says, as Saucy Saucer said recently in Valhalla, some people won't be happy until the familiar equipment gives them a hand job. Is this in the works?
Yes.
The familiar equipment for the hand turkey was originally going to do that, but we decided it wasn't very Thanksgiving-oriented.
Right. Because everybody knows that you're supposed to get blowjobs on Thanksgiving.
Right.
That was always our... One of these, this sort of just, like, perpetual projects was to write some system for the asshole salesman to use at the last job that I had, and every time we would put something together, they would, like, 60% of them would use it, like, once, and then they would have a meeting where they suggested to the boss that he, like, buy some, you know, $10,000 pre-packaged software thing that he would buy, and then 60% of them would use it once. So then they'd come back and decide, well, you guys aren't doing anything. Why don't you just develop another one in the house? I'm like, man. We kept saying, like, look, you know, unless we manage to write a program that will suck their dicks, they are not going to use anything that we put together because they're idiots and assholes.
Yep.
And that's why they make 10 times as much money as us.
We also probably service, like, 100 times more people than we do.
What?
You know, with the blowjobs.
Damn. Fill in the blank, says LSK. The last word of this sentence is blank.
Underscore.
Missing.
Ivang says, what did you guys think of the Donkey Kong Country series? The first was the best, the second was playable but lame, and the third was just a piece of rehashed crap.
I didn't play any of them.
Never played it.
Weird. Ivang says, since Mother 3 will... That's bizarre. Why did we start talking about that before we got to this question? Since Mother 3 will never come out in the U.S. ever, I read spoilers for it. They have a toot Oriole.
Do you know that for certain? That makes me sad if it's true.
We should sue the Japanese. We get really far with that. I'm
thinking just the entire country of Japan.
This is all your fault.
Every person in Japan has to send us a penny.
Dude.
Do they even have pennies there? It'd be like a yenny.
A yen, I guess.
We get a bunch of coins with square holes in the center.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Just like
we could make armor out of them.
For those raids that we do out in the alley.
Yeah, yeah.
Moonshay says, "Hey guys, when I try to wear the swashbuckling getup from the outfits menu with my one parrot equipped in slot 2 or 3, wearing the outfit unequips the accessory in slot 1. Yeah, there's a bug in there.
Yay!
Enemy Lasagna says, "Hey guys, now that there are buff bots that give you buffs for nothing, do you think accordion thieves have lost their worth?" No. You can give yourself buffs for nothing.
And chicks for free.
And chicks for free, yeah.
Yeah.
Damn it. I wish that I didn't constantly run over this cord with this chair, because then I wouldn't be slowly destroying my headset.
Yay!
Rule 5 says, if a character holds a package containing a Mr. A overnight, does that have the same effect as having opened the package and held the actual item overnight?
No.
No. And it's not going to, because checking the contents of every package would be too expensive on the database.
One of these days, you might have to open your gift packages, we're sorry to say.
Spectral Anima says, what are the odds of letting the rest of us know when someone encounters an ultra-rare monster so that we, too, may rejoice with or mock that player? I'd say slim to none, and slim's out of town.
Yeah.
Hogulus asking for toilet paper and pie on the right-click menu.
I just need to rewrite
toilet
that.
Toilet paper
tweet.
Pie.
Yeah, yeah. I need to rewrite that so that it just, like, you click on it once and it gives you a drop-down of all the different curse items that you have.
Right.
I think that would be more effective than...
Yeah, because that way we could keep... because we're going to keep adding curse items.
Because people like them.
Yeah.
Supposedly.
I logged on today to about 200 event notifications of people having thrown pies at me. Hogulus says, the introduction of all the new pies made me think. The poultrygeist really needs some other use, like a ghostly chicken pot pie. Chicken pot, chicken pot, chicken pot pie.
That's a dead kitty. That's an ass can't pet. Apparently, there are currently no direct plans to bring Mother 3 to the U.S., but there are pretty solid rumors that Nintendo is going to do an Earthbound compilation for the DS with all three games in one cart, and that might get over here.
That would be...
How is it, if it was never written in English, how could there be the same pun on the word tutorial?
I don't know.
Maybe you're playing a translation, Evang, and that's what they did. Maybe they're fans of KOL.
Hogula says, if that's not puntastic enough for you, somehow involve a 3-ball, a 1-ball, a 4-ball, and herbs to make it a chicken pot pie.
Oh.
It's pie. Ha, ha, ha. Also, Sean Clannery suggests adding an elite pole arm to make it a Pol Pot pie.
That's my favorite dictator.
Oh.
Because he has a cool name. I don't know what he did. Not even sure that he's really a dictator.
Evang says, how does working out with a barbell make your spleen rupture? Very carefully.
Yep.
I Am a Rouge says, how come the Cloaca Cola foot soldier's long pike staff that he waves at you isn't available as an item drop? Does something happen to it when he dies? Yes.
What happens to it is no doubt very complicated and difficult to describe. But would be satisfying if it was indeed described. You know, because that's how we roll around here.
O'Grady says, I bought Oblivion for the computer to play the mods, but my computer couldn't run it and I couldn't return it. Ah, that sucks. O'Grady says, also, I played Katamari Damacy on a 3-inch black-and-white karaoke machine. It's probably some kind of sin to see a rainbow made solely on color to be played in grayscale. It was hard when it was like, only pick up blue things.
Man, the one with it was like, pick up one cow.
Yeah.
That sucked so bad.
It's like you roll forward and the level is complete.
Yeah, because it was the goal was to pick up one cow, but to be the to have it be the biggest cow you could find, but the first cow you picked up ended the game. And it also counted things like cow statues or cartons of milk. And, of course, the entire level was just full of them in, like, little, like, wall formations and maze-like structures so that you had to try and avoid all the stupid little cows while gathering stuff to make you big so that you could get the good cow. It sucked. It was awful.
Yeah, like kind of like the entire game.
No, no, the rest of the game was awesome.
O'Grady also says, this week I became a minister of the Universal Life Church. From now on I can use the title the very esteemed universal philosopher of absolute reality.
Congratulations.
I recommend you put that on your resume.
Bunya Bandler asks, and is the first to ask, is it just me, or does the image for Pie in the Face look like a guy who just got bukkake'd? I was thinking about that when I drew it.
I guess whenever we add that bukkake adventure to the Orcish Frat House, we can just use the same picture for the effect.
Oh, yeah. And that's the story of how you were born. Ziggy Zagnut says, dear Mr. Jick, what is the one thing that players do that just pisses you right off? Is it multi-abuse or selling things on eBay or KOL Mafia? No.
I don't think KOL Mafia pisses us off.
No.
I don't know. None of those things. I mean, some kinds of multi-abuse piss me off.
eBay stuff really only...
Mall bots kind of piss me off.
Yeah, shore bots. Right bots piss you off.
I don't think there are any shore bots.
if there were, I squelched them with that update that I made.
The only time I've really been pissed off by the eBay stuff is, like, the occasional person who gets all angry because they got disabled or whatever and felt apparently that their eBay income was somehow owed to them.
Wow, were there people that really thought like that?
Yeah, at least one specific one that I'm thinking of. And I was like, you know, fuck you, buddy. But less said the better, I guess.
Temporary Man says, why can't I equip a second melee weapon with the silver shrimp fork? What happened with that?
It's because the silver shrimp fork is a mysticality-based item, and you can't wield two different weapons that have different stat bases.
Why is that, though?
Because that's the way you wanted it to be.
Yeah, because that's because they have different to-hit rolls. And yeah. So it would have fucked up...
Yeah, it was your idea.
Yeah, but I really don't think that's true. I as soon as... When I saw that, you can't... Like, I didn't...
You could change it to a muscle weapon and it would be fine.
Yeah, but why? I don't understand why that code is there. Because
to keep you from equipping a melee weapon and a ranged weapon at the same time.
Right, but the reason that you can't equip a melee weapon and a ranged weapon at the same time is because they use different stats for the to-hit roll.
Right, but I made it so that it would not let you do that. Just wouldn't, so that way you wouldn't have to worry about it.
I know, but the mist...
I don't understand what you're asking.
In my mind, there is absolutely no reason that you shouldn't be able to equip a utensil in one hand and a melee weapon in the other... Because if you're attacking with them, it's pretending that the mist weapon is just, like, a stick.
Well, then change the attribute to muscle and it'll act...
No, because I want them to be equipable based on mist, is the thing. But they don't use mist to hit, because the idea is that nobody's ever using them for melee.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, the way the code is written, that's not possible right now.
Yeah, but you... Yeah, but I mean that was added after the fact, and I don't have any idea why. Like because it doesn't use mysticality to hit. So, I mean, is there some advantage that I'm not aware of?
I'm not sure I understand the problem or a solution, because I can't disassociate the attribute that you used to equip and the attribute that you used to hit.
Wait, how is? Did you change the fight code such that
no.
utensils use mysticality to hit?
No, I did not.
Okay, so...
It's item class utensil, but the attribute that you use to equip it in is mysticality.
Right, correct.
And also is the... hold on. Let me think. I think Moxie weapons are just a special case for that.
Yeah.
And muscle mysticality uses the same thing. That's not the attribute that it uses to hit. It's the attribute used to equip.
Right, right, right.
And the inventory equip code will not let you have two weapons that have different attribute requirements.
Well, okay, and that's...
That's to keep you from equipping a muscle weapon.
Somebody had to have made a change to the equipment code after utensils became mysticality to equip.
No. Go look at the code. It says...
Right, but there's a specific message about a mysticality weapon.
Which, is there?
I don't remember
that.
The concept of that did not exist until, like, a month ago.
I didn't add any code to deal with that.
That's weird, because...
I haven't touched the equip code for any good reason past when we did Duel.
Huh.
Yeah, if item type... if item attribute doesn't equal the attribute of the weapon that you have, you can't equip a mysticality weapon with a melee weapon in your offhand.
Huh.
It's like
so that code was more comprehensive than it needed to be to begin with, because there weren't any weapons that required mysticality to equip.
Yeah, it just checks to make sure that the whenever you try to equip something in your offhand, that if you have a weapon in your in your main hand, they make sure that they're the same attribute. So,
huh.
And that was before there were really any mysticality
weapons.
Yeah,
it was before there were any mysticality weapons. I mean, I don't have a problem with people equipping a sword in one hand and a fork in the other.
Okay, so do you want them to be able to mix and match mysticality and muscle?
Mysticality and muscle, yeah. Not either of those with ranged.
Okay.
I mean, that's the problem, is that the distinction between melee weapons and ranged weapons is that ranged weapons are just weapons that require moxie to equip. That's what makes something a ranged weapon.
Yeah.
It doesn't actually have, like, any other designator as a ranged weapon.
Yeah, that's pretty much what it is.
That, I mean, that's just how it works.
That could be disassociated.
Yeah. I don't think it really needs to be.
Okay.
Pardon me with the heartburn.
It's been 120 minutes of me stammering with the,
Sea Wraith says, zapping has developed a stutter. The amulet of Yendor shudders for a moment, but nothing happens.
That's because the name of the item has a the in it.
Yeah.
It's sort of like the cheat.
Madeline says, shouldn't the stainless steel shillelagh be at least partially immune to the acid blob's corroded weapon effect? I mean, it's stainless steel. Is the blob that acidic?
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yep.
But don't worry, it'll wear off.
Yeah, with no apparent damage to your weapon.
Hogula says, pulverizing a consolation ribbon could give you ultimate powder.
Real ultimate powder!
Can you flip out and...
Johnny the Johnner says, hey, Reverb Crew, can someone explain why the NG defeats the globe in the tower? I don't get the perpendicular reference. Perhaps I are dumb. Yeah, that's something that people get angry about a lot. It's a reference to a They Might Be Giants song. Let's see. Eek, there's a lure in my dupe, says, please upload Mondays and tonight's shows. Yeah, I uploaded Mondays a couple hours ago. I just forgot. The rum asks if I'm going to do it. Why is it taking so long? Enemy Lasagna is like, why is it taking so long? Why don't you guys stop asking so many questions?
Why don't you listen to the show when it's on?
Someone should remix that sentence.
Enemy Lasagna says, hey guys, will there ever be a tower monster that requires 8-balling?
It's the federal drug administration officer.
Eight Hitlers on an operating table.
Wow.
The Octo Hitler. What would be in the middle?
Marquis de Sade.
Marquis de Chardet.
Chardet. Enter the Wumpus expressing his love for that trivial update that Xenophobe wrote about the lifetime stats thing. Yeah.
That was really the reason why they asked me to do that, too, was they were afraid that they were going to be sure about
it. Oh, right, yeah.
I think it was Marshall who was like, no, and I was like, no. and we that was very hard to describe in text, so we just typed normal sentences instead.
Minor Annoyance says, opinions, referring to breast cancer as tit rot. Funny or not funny? I'll assume funny since you've come down on the pro-rape side of the same issue before, so tit rot. Yeah. Huh. And also, if you know anybody that's on chemotherapy, it's funny to call them chemo-sabe.
Oh, man.
I'm saying, that's funny. Ford says, what software is KOL chat based on? It's based on some crap I made up.
Pretty much.
Yeah. It's not at all, it's not like, it doesn't have any like, IRC backend or anything. Although, so many people throughout the history of the game have tried to convince me to make the in-game chat work through IRC.
Because most of them were on IRC and they didn't want to have to keep another program open because they were lazy.
Grayson says, how and why did you implement the cream pie without including any dirty references?
Because we're a family game.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, if you look at the picture, you'll see that it obviously is a severed, semen-covered anus. Just saying. That's not a pie pan. It's an anus.
Great.
With a lip?
Yeah.
Ugh.
You throw up a little into your mouth there.
Archangel UK says, have any of you seen all 6 Star Wars films in one sitting? And if so, Jesus fucking Christ, why? Now, no. every time when I was younger that we would decide that we were going to watch the original trilogy in one sitting, we got about halfway through Empire and somebody got up to go to the bathroom and never came back. And it just kind of dissolved after that.
I still haven't seen episode 3.
I watched all 11 hours of the extended Lord of the Rings in one sitting.
Really?
Yeah.
God.
It was awesome. Ordered a pizza.
The pizza was awesome.
That was it?
Yeah, that was what was awesome about it. No, it was cool.
One
pizza
to rule
them all. It all fit together pretty well.
Huh. I have not seen any of the extended versions, actually.
I've got them here. They're in one of the binders on the shelf.
Huh. I keep thinking that they'll sell some cool set of all 3 of them, but they just haven't.
Hmm.
I don't know if it'll come out for Christmas this year, maybe, or... I don't know. Let's see. Glebe says, there should be an ultra-rare adventure, Encounter with the Gift Shop Guy, where you unlock a sparkly box at the gift shop, which can hold 20 items for free. Huh. I don't know that anyone would want that.
I don't think so. They might like a sparkly box, but I don't think they want it as an ultra-rare.
Your mom has a sparkly box.
I know, she uses glitter and everything. She won't stop talking about it.
Yeah,
that's not a good place for glitter.
Gorblack says, do you ever plan on converting the Leet Trapzor's name into proper Leet?
We only Leet vowels in this game.
Doc Ock McGee says, why are you so gat? Oh, and then he corrects himself, why are you so gay?
You know what's gay? People that misspell the word gay.
Yep. Wow, are these questions actually from today? Yeah, sort of. Xenokilla asking for multiple friends lists. Master Max says, what method of meat farming do you plan on removing next? The NPZR shake hands trick? No, I was thinking of just removing the giants from the castle.
That would make it really hard to ascend.
You know, I've been paying attention to the amount of meat that comes in from the NPZR, and honestly, like, if it is true that people are sticking in, like, the knob shaft and deliberately not doing any damage to the miners, you know, and so that they're, so that their NPZR...
We can just make it like a percentage of... Make the nerf the NPZR meat and make it like a percentage of what the monster would actually
What the monster
drop.
Would actually drop. Yeah,
like
I think that's...
What Texas do?
Yeah, I think that's probably pretty reasonable.
Should we do that for other similar things like the Kokobo?
The Kokobo, yeah. Either that or it just doesn't ever do that if it's a monster that doesn't drop meat. Which people point out then that that makes it a lot more like it makes the NPZR a lot more useful against monsters that don't because it has a much greater chance of attacking.
Right.
You know, so it'd be like much better nothing. Against the sorceress. Yeah, I was thinking about that.
Yeah, I mean, although we've the arguments in that thread against that were things like, well, the fact that the Kokobo, for example, doesn't get the meat from the monster, and the NPZR being a ninja, it's cool that it finds meat that you wouldn't you wouldn't have found yourself. And
yeah, I looked. I've been kind of paying attention to how much meat is coming into the game from that avenue, and it's really not. It increases the yield of each of the giants on a daily basis by about 3%. Hmm. Which I don't know. I feel like the meat total is stable with a tendency towards going away now, and that's fine. You know, I don't know that. I don't know. I don't think anything really needs to be done with it. Cool tapes says a bag of four grapes.
I like cool tapes.
I like a bag of four grapes.
God, that was so great. It's one of my favorite Homestar Runner cartoons ever.
Yeah.
Dripping yellow mad.
I already wrote something, and then I read what I wrote. four cans of yellow paint. Three cans of yellow paint. Because why would you need three cans of paint to paint over one section?
The shades are in the second can.
Yeah. You should make a dripping yellow madness in Second Life.
Yeah. I made this character in Second Life.
Oh my god, it was the most absurd thing I've ever seen.
I just took all the building options and arranged them to their most ridiculous. And then I put a giant ball and a screw over her head and a flagpole up her butt.
And when he says giant,
twice as big as the player.
More than that.
Klimtog says, "Hi, I need some help. There's a snake in my boots."
There's a snake in my boots.
I, for one, have had it with these motherfucking snakes in these motherfucking boots. Cool Tape says, as I was saying earlier, "Do you plan on nerfing the Clover adventure in the gallery? Even if it is only a few times per Clover day, 300 stats for four adventures is still a no-brainer regardless." It's just muscle. I still don't think that it's a big deal. I don't think that it makes any difference on, like, leaderboard runs, and therefore it just doesn't matter from the competitive standpoint, and so it just kind of doesn't matter. Power level to your heart's content. Fried Cheese says, "Hey, can you possibly make it so we can withdraw meat from our clan coffers as an ability? This would make it much easier for clans to gather their meat. Thanks." Now...
Because there's way too much meat in clan coffers.
Yeah. Razorflame says, "Why are there only custom Why are there custom Akatar forms only? Personally, I think it would be awesome to have a custom weapon or familiar." That is absolutely never going to happen.
Yep.
If we did custom familiar... Every once in a while, we'll get somebody submitting a custom avatar form and describing what can only be a familiar. Like, they get confused and think that it is a custom familiar form, which is just weird. There's just no way that we're ever going to do that.
Although it would be nice to have people pay us like $1,000 for a custom familiar.
$100 Mr. A's.
I don't know, man. I don't even know that it's worth that.
And I don't think that any of the Mr. Storf stuff is worth that, but people obviously seem to think so.
Yeah, no, I'm saying for us. That I don't know if it's worth $1,000 to keep just adding a bunch of familiars to the game. Like,
especially since they'd all be like to clit.
Yeah. So what would that do? You'd be like the clit from the
find.
South Park movie.
Yeah.
Gorblack says, if you use all of your combat items on a monster, you should be able to throw a kitchen sink at them. That's kind of funny.
Well, whenever we put the kitchen sink combat item in there, the tower monster will be everything.
Comrade Jesus says, who is that guy in the picture on the KOL forums at the top? Oh, that's Grand Moff Tarkin.
Don't fuck with the Tarkin. He'll mess you up.
Slendon says, thank you for the lemon meringue pie. It makes me happy.
The lemon meringue pie, man.
What's meringue?
You ever see that Bugs Bunny cartoon where they're like in a... what is it? It's the one where they're in like a Hollywood restaurant and... Elmer Fudd and him getting to a bit where he like orders a bunch of pies and like one lemon meringue pie.
I see.
It's not very funny when I say it, but it was funny whenever you watched it.
Okay.
And then a bunch of cartoon characters smoked because that's what cartoon characters did back in the 50s.
Yeah.
Or the 30s.
It was in the 60s. I don't know when Looney
Tunes
was made.
Most funny era was around Depression.
Really?
Yeah.
Well,
before World War II. Well, some of them were World War II.
Yeah, there were some World War II ones. The original ones, I mean. I'm sure they've made some new ones since then.
The fucking lunatics.
Huh. No, I'm curious. I'm going to look that up. Bugs Bunny.
There was an article in some blog I regularly read talking about how the order that the characters appeared in seems odd because, like... Porky Pig was one of the first characters that was like the main character in anything, and then when Daffy Duck appeared, he started playing second fiddle to Daffy Duck, and then Bugs Bunny appeared, and Daffy Duck turned into the second fiddle for Bugs Bunny, and
probably like started in 1940, and then okay. Moved on through the 60s. Huh. Not like other stuff from the 60s.
I think that was more of a late 60s thing. Most of the things that we think of that are from the 60s.
But no, well, I mean, just like the things that I was thinking of are like, you know, the whole like...
Tom and Jerry.
I feel like the tiki fad was less like late 60s than, you know, the kind of lounge thing.
Wasn't that more 70s?
I don't know. I tend to think it was like early 60s.
Huh. I wasn't alive back then.
I don't know.
Neither was I.
Although I sometimes think I would have been a good beatnik.
A good Maynard G. Krebs.
Yeah.
Work! Did you just call him Leonard J. Krebs?
Leonard J. Krebs. Yes, I did. That's Riff's new name.
He's our lawyer.
Let's see. I think we should take a break, and I think that while we're taking a break, people should ask us more questions, because we're running low. I only did one system message, so I kind of... Then I went home to eat dinner, and the pretentious artist brought down this giant list of... this giant box. Wow, I got all my containers.
Box is like a list.
The box is like a list of...
It's like a three-dimensional list.
this box of photographs from, like, high school and shortly thereafter, so I then... accidentally spent a half hour looking at photographs of all of his dead pets and our our friends. Might as well, our friends' dead pets. You can bury your friends and you can bury your pets, but you can't
bury your mom.
Bury your friends' pets if they're still alive.
Something like that.
They might try to get away, but
friends would object.
How about some more Paul Simon in the interim here?
I prefer to call him Al.
Do you? Well, that'll be the first song then. And then how about I Know What I Know, because I know what I know. And
I don't know what I know.
Then what's the longest song on here? Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes. That's also a good song. All right, so we'll see you in 12 minutes or so. We'll be right back.
am I soft in the middle now? Why am I soft in the middle? The rest of my life is so hard. I need a photo opportunity. I want a shot of redemption. Don't want to end up a cartoon in a cartoon graveyard. Bone digger, bone digger. Dogs in the moonlight. Far away in my well-lit room. Just a beer, man, and beer, man. Get these mutts away from me, you know. I don't find this stuff amusing anymore. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Betty, and Betty, when you call me, you can call me out. A man walks down the street and says, why am I short of attention? Got a short little span of attention, and all my nights so long. Where's my wife and family? What if I die here? Who'll be my role model now that my role model is gone, gone? He ducked back down the alley with some roly-poly little bat-faced girl. All along, along, there were incidents and accidents. There were hints and allegations. If you be my bodyguard, I can be your long-lost pal. I can call you Daddy, and Daddy when you call.
I know what I said.
watching, it really reminds me of money. She was the kind of girl that could say things that weren't that funny. I said, what does that mean? I really remind you of money. She said, oh, who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I think what I said. We come and we go. There's a thing that I keep in the back of my head. I know, I think what I said. We come and we go. There's a thing that I keep in the back of my head. Was sunlight. I said, aren't you the woman who was recently given a Fulbright? She said, don't I know you from the cinematographer's party? I said, who am I to blow against the wind? I know, I'll do what I've said.
Awa, sibona kwenzeka kanjani. Awa, amantombazane ayazo.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide her diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket, empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. She's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. She's physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, you've taken me for granted because I plead to you. Where are you now? And I can say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. We're talking about diamonds on the soles of the shoes. Changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to
compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, honey, take me dancing, but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway of the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh, and everybody here would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Search for bat, comma, monkey, comma, tick to get back to where I was. Okay, Person Man says, why does the sword behind inappropriate prepositions not change your prepositions in chat? Would that no be seriously awesome?
No.
Yeah, I think that would probably bug people.
Just a bit.
I mean, it would be funny.
Wouldn't be able to understand a damn thing anyone was saying, though.
It's so... I just love using that.
It is really cool.
How difficult would it be for script to
trivial.
Read shit?
It would require no database traffic and yeah.
Well, like maybe four lines of code.
Yeah, if that.
We should go ahead and do it then.
Yeah. I'm down. I think prep switch is just a function in source. Yeah.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Should it do it all the time or just some of the time?
I'd say all the time, because you can always unequip it. I mean, unequipping it doesn't cost anything, you know, and it's like...
All right. Your funeral.
XC Idol says, I was listening to old shows, mostly to hear Jick Shorebot rant, and I thought it was funny that people were still asking the same questions that they were back then, and Riff was asking questions back then.
Yep.
Back before you started working here.
Yep.
When your life was still full of hope and the future seemed so bright. Tiny Plastic Draco Shade says, we need a bonsai topiary golem familiar.
That'd be kind
That's
of funny.
Cool, actually. Whoa Pop Tart? So since the crazy bastard is an ultra rare, why not drop him down to the level of the area he comes from? It seems a little cruel that someone adventuring in the alley out of need might encounter the crazy bastard and not be able to beat him. Yeah,
we think it's hilarious.
Yeah, I mean it's not hilarious, but that's kind of it's like running into a boss monster. Yeah. I honestly feel like somebody randomly adventuring in the alley. I don't know. Would they just tend to... Would a level, like, 2 player just always get his ass beaten by the crazy bastard?
Probably.
You think?
Yeah.
Junior Siebes says, or J.R.S. Siebes, do any tree in the spooky forest ever get cut down by little Canadian loggers? In none of my adventures there have I ever run into a forest stump, presumably looking for its genae.
You know when that movie first came out, when I was like 12? I thought whenever I saw the first commercial for it, and I thought they were talking about a movie called Forest Dump. And I was just like, whoa. Is this like a Beavis and Butthead movie or something?
It's a movie about bears.
The Pope.
And whether or not the Pope is Catholic. Is the space Pope reptilian? Discworldian asks if we've ever read the Sandman series by Neil Gaiman. I read the first... I stopped buying them because they were too expensive. I kept going, and I would get a $20 collection, and it would take me like 10 minutes to read, and so I quit. Now that I can write that off as research, I guess I could go.
I'll probably end up... Actually, what I'll do is bring my copies back home with me after Christmas.
Oh, you still have comic books? Oh, right. You said you have a giant comic collection in storage, huh?
Yeah. I mean, I've still got a bunch of graphic novels out there, too, that I haven't brought home. Oh. So
I refuse to use the phrase graphic novel.
Okay, trade paperbacks.
Yeah, okay, there you go. They're still comics.
Yeah.
They're not particularly comedic.
There are some that I would call graphic novels. Like, the collective version of From Hell, I would call a graphic novel. But maybe Sandman, not so much.
Novels where people are having sex and getting killed are frequently graphic.
Yeah, that's true.
Minor Annoyance says, what if on occasion monsters would take a swipe at your familiar and knock them out for a few combats? Combat familiars would be more resistant. Problem is, rich people would just switch between bat, monkey, tick if one is injured, unless all familiars with a shared effect help carry the first to the hospital and make sure it doesn't lapse into a coma. I mean, way to go the extra mile in coming up with the narrative, but, yeah... the Doominator says, hi everybody, here's an idea. You can destroy the pitchfork guy and he'll drop a rural. Then for 50k you can get it turned, you can get it aged into an urban. Combine that with a dictionary. Who would you pay 50,000 to age your rural into an urban?
Maybe we could import the tea remover from Leather Goddesses of Phobos and have a monster that drops a turban.
Yeah. I still think the pea remover converting the pirate pelvis into the irate Elvis familiar would be fucking
irate
great.
Elvis familiar?
Yeah. I think that's a great idea.
I mean...
Well, thank you very much!
Maybe the lesser of two Elvis.
Thank you very much, asshole. The lesser of two Elvises. Oh boy, look at that thing. That thing's huge. Oh man. Oh boy. More, Askren says, remember Smoke on the Water? Some stupid with a flare gun burned the place to the ground. Huh.
Smoke on the Water is a place?
Overweight Jesus says, how about a familiar alpha dog, which allows you to use multiple familiars with a combined weight less than the weight of the alpha dog? You know, unless you're the lead dog, the view never changes. I like adages that are about looking at dogs' assholes. Tag says, good job, Zeno. I have also succumbed to the world of dork crack.
Yeah.
Person Man also says, okay, so how awesome would it be if the sword behind inappropriate prepositions affected your prepositions in chat? Well, pretty awesome. We'll see. Moth says, can you set it so that when you look at another player's profile and they have their comic chameleon out, you can see what it's mimicking? That would be...
Not terrible.
It wouldn't be awful, but it wouldn't be cheap. Let's see. Air Alice says, conveniently enough, Earthbound and Earthbound Zero are on GBA. Unconveniently, it's only in Japan.
Yep.
Nova Knight 21 says, you're fighting a hippie. The hippie uses a toothbrush. His teeth are sparkling. Ness is stunned. Bahu says, this will come way late, but Earthbound Zero is an unofficially translated but never released Mother 1.
Yeah.
Yerick the Real Bad says, as you know, some of us players have wrist problems, carpal tunnel and the like. I would love to see an item in the month that regenerates mana just by being in your inventory. The problem with that is that it would have to start checking the inventory table every time an adventure got spent, and yeah, that's bad.
That would suck.
That's
yeah,
bad. You know, it could be something that, I don't know, it could give you 100 turns of a mana regeneration effect. You know, it could just be free mana regen.
Okay, the dumb proposition thing is now in.
Excellent!
Sweet. I wonder if I have one of those swords.
Yerick the Real Bad says, I find that most of my clicking is for mana regeneration. I'd buy a dozen. Sizzler says, dear Jick, since forum users now blame speed ascenders for ruining the game, do you feel relieved or jealous that they aren't blaming you for ruining the game anymore? I don't really understand what the root of that argument, the speed ascenders are ruining the game.
Like, sucking up resources? Or I haven't read the thread.
I think the argument is TLDR, that we have... We have a tendency to respond to their whining, and their whining is based on stuff they want that is not necessarily useful or desired by the rest of the player base. But I think the fallacy in that is that we don't respond to their whining just because of stuff they want. Sometimes the stuff they want and the stuff that we think is good for the game in general coincides, and then we do those things, but we don't do anything just because the speed ascenders whine for it.
Thank you, Leonard J. Krabs.
Certainly.
But what... I mean, I don't... The thing is, I think I read this post, and I'm like, okay, I just don't understand, like...
I should read this post.
The post seems to be, like, not do speed ascenders negatively impact the game, but are speed ascenders assholes or not? You know, like, okay, there is a tendency of them being tunnel-visioned, okay. When players with other ways of looking at the game disagree with them, it seems that often what they hear is, like some quote with a lot of, swearing in it, rather than anything constructive. So my question for all the not speed ascenders is, do speed ascenders negatively impact the game? And if so, how? Because I want to know this. Or why do I want to know this? Because speed ascenders should not negatively impact the game because speed ascenders want a better game. However, given the tendency towards tunnel vision, it's quite possible that they are, unbeknownst to themselves, negatively impacting the game. But it doesn't say how.
Huh.
Because speed ascenders, by playing the game, are not having any impact on the game, you know? Like, it just... I don't know. I mean, I could see somebody making the argument that it's like, okay, speed ascenders will push something to some limit that causes us to nerf something.
Hmm.
And we nerf it in a way that damages it for all players. You know, I guess somebody could see the Clover nerf that way, but... The thing is, now we have the freedom to not worry about whether Clover adventures are unbalancing or not.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can give better stuff to everyone,
like the Gallery
in Clover adventures. I mean, and they were right. I mean, people were talking about that, like, oh my god, I can't believe those dipshits would nerf the entire Clover mechanism just to solve the stupid problem that they introduced with the Gallery. And then somebody else, you know, correctly posted, now I think they've been planning on doing this for a long time, and that's why they always asserted that the Gallery was not a big deal.
Exactly.
So, yeah. Air Alice says, when using my AD demon, the Clover pick from the unlucky messages are being tacked right onto the demon's text without the normal spacing. Vlad Slipshod suggests playing Anna Aang at the end of the show. I think I will. let me get that queued up. So that way anybody who doesn't know Anna Ang doesn't know about the desktop globe thing will hear it. And also, it's a good goddamn song is what it is.
Somebody's editing the fight code. That someone is not me.
Ah, shit. Yeah, I think
I'll
I'm in there.
Later.
Do what?
Yeah, fix the Friday the 13th thing.
Yeah. Oh. Actually, I don't believe that I was doing anything to it. Can you kill that process?
No, I can't log in as you.
Okay. Huh.
Just wait until the show's over.
Yeah, it won't be a big deal. I need to go back in there to upload tonight's show anyway, and everybody's going to be all excited that it's uploaded promptly, and then they're going to download it and think, oh, well, this show sucks. PvP, where, you know, for PvP, the effects that you have on are very important because they, like, you know, increase your stats so that you can win those mini games and everything. And so people would use all of their stat boosting stuff and then log off so that their characters could stay buffed up all the way for the longest possible period of time. So then people started writing bots to look at the character profile of somebody. And what it would do is it would watch for when the turn count started going up. And it would the one that I saw would post an announcement in chat. And, you know, I didn't like the people that they were doing this to, so I didn't really do anything about it for a long time when I thought that they were the only ones doing it. Mm-hmm. But then when I realized that it was widespread, I got pissed off. So what they would do is it would watch to see when somebody's turn count started going up and say, all right, this person, let's just say Quado, and you know, we can say that because that is specifically who I saw at reference, is at the shore. And then everybody would know to PvP them because they were in the middle of playing their turns, and so they didn't have all the effects on that would allow them to win at PvP. So it's like people who were targets of these kind of things, every time they would actually play their turns, they would just immediately get the shit PvP'd out of them. But the biggest problem that I had with it was just constantly hammering on the profile page, which calls the get player function, which is one of the most expensive database-wise things that can be done.
Yeah. On another player, yeah.
Yeah, on another player. It's not so bad on yourself now, but on another player, yeah, it's kind of ridiculous. So we want to avoid that as much as possible, but, you know, we can't. To look at somebody's profile, we got to get some data about them that is, you know, real-time and accurate. So yeah, and so the like rant that got remixed and everything, we changed the player profile to show the number of turns that they played yesterday, like up until yesterday, rather than the total number of turns played, so that people couldn't do that anymore. And then the stat gain report on the Ascension history, somebody pointed out that they could do exactly the same thing with that if they really wanted to, and so that was why that joke was in the trivial update. Ford says, are you violently attached to the KOL chat system? If someone donated a new box with an IRC server already loaded up, would it even be possible to link IRC into the chat pane?
No.
We would have to completely rewrite it, and the reason that I am attached to the KOL chat system is because the KOL chat system is so fundamentally integrated into the game that trying to tack all of the stuff that the chat does with us onto IRC would just be ridiculous. And I use the chat for a lot of administrative stuff, you know, and I don't want to sacrifice that personally. But
yeah, there's a lot of cool stuff that we can do that you can't. Haha.
Macbeth 417 says, how many Japanese miniatures do I have to buy Xeno to get a number of times box on the clan buff form? There's actually a new clan buff form that I wrote, and I don't remember if I did a number of times thing on it or not. The one of the main reasons that it didn't have a quantity box to begin with is that it would get really complicated.
Yeah.
Because if people are moving around from clan to clan, you'll be buying something, and it'll price the buff based on how many of your members are eligible for it right then. So if somebody's in Warehouse 23, and Warehouse 23 buys 13 buffs, and then they move to another clan that they're whitelisted by, let's say they join Noblesse Oblige, and Noblesse Oblige goes to buy their buffs for the day, the first one, it'll say, all right, you've got buffs for every single person who's in the clan, because all of the members of Noblesse Oblige have 0 buffs. The guy from Warehouse 23 has 13 buffs, so he's still eligible for one more buff. So it's a regular one like that. Well, right. At the time, he's eligible for one more. Then he's eligible for one more the next time it comes up, and then he's eligible for no more. Right? So basically, if you did like five, what it would be doing is it would be giving two to the guy from Warehouse 23 and five each to all the rest of your players. There would be absolutely no way to know ahead of time how much that was going to cost, because it would be entirely based on the quantity that you put in, and if there was some intermediate step where you had to like update the price, then it's not really saving you any time.
Indifferent. I mean, YouTube is keeping all of their staff, so I doubt it's going to be changed significantly.
Yeah. Oh, the last one on there, is that working on Ronin or Hardcore?
It does not. But it's, I don't know how people are going to feel. I don't know if anybody's going to consider that to be worth it. Because 15 a day,
yeah.
If you want to pay, I think it's like 10,000 meat each.
Yeah, I've got 10 people in my clan.
Yeah, that's crazy. I'm curious. I'm curious as to whether or not anybody would actually use that.
This new sword functionality makes chat completely incomprehensible. I love it.
Klimtog says, "My sister's in the oven. What do I do? Is she Jewish? Nothing."
Oh man.
Oh. Yeah.
Dang. Damn, Gina.
Kind of like the bar
we've moved. Well, I don't know which is worse, Holocaust or rape.
Pass.
No, seriously. I mean, do you think more people would have been pissed about a Jew oven than the rape?
A rape oven?
Oh, boy. Can you smell what the Rock is cooking? It's rape. Because he's making canola oil.
What?
Canola oil comes from rape seeds, but they changed the name of it because it's not okay to say the word rape anymore. Moth says, would it be possible at all to have a custom avatar that simply mirrors the avatar of whoever's viewing it? I mean, we'd have to hard code it. Arella says, I hate to sound like an ass, that's a lie, but any news on when the tiny plastics will be up for sale? You know, I have no fucking idea. That whole process is so frustrating that I haven't even looked into it. I'll ask the pretentious artist, because he's the one that was talking to them the most recently. DreamerTK says, could you put your article in another magazine? I might be jinxed, because wherever I go, every magazine character does not have it. I mean, I wish that I could put articles about KOL in every magazine, but I'm not the one who makes that decision.
I'm trying to remember how the Tootsie Roll song goes, but I was trying to like be funny, but I failed. That was a good story.
I don't even remember there being a Tootsie Roll song.
No, everywhere I go and see it all, oh, like yeah. A Tootsie Roll to me. Never mind.
I remember that one.
I don't remember that at all.
For everything I think I see becomes a Tootsie Roll to me.
There we go.
Okay, maybe I do remember that song. It's
the
kind
the
of
old
ringing
commercial.
Yeah.
It had a weird little sketchy cartoon of, like, the bus and the planes and everything turning into Tootsie Rolls.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Why did you think of that just then?
Because everywhere, all the magazines I see would have KOL ads in them.
Oh, I see. Highbeam says, do any of you plan on getting a PS3?
Nope.
Maybe eventually when the price comes down, and if it's got like half a dozen, well, probably won't take that many, three or four games that I'm going, fuck, I want to play that game.
Yeah.
But not until then.
I didn't buy a PS2 until San Andreas came out.
I didn't have a PS2 until I moved here.
I don't recall when I was an early adopter on the PS2.
Because yeah, you had one of the big ones. I mean,
yeah,
so
I had mine was like from like the second shipment to the local Target or whatever. So
what was the game that got you into it in the first place?
I think it was just general boredom. I don't recall exactly. I had a Dreamcast prior to that and was enjoying having a console, because it was the first like actual console I'd ever had.
Huh.
So, but the Dreamcast really didn't have a lot of interesting games, so when the PS2 came out, I kind of jumped on it.
See, my dad had an Atari 2600, so, I mean, that kind of...
I had a lot of friends that had, like, Ataris and Nintendos, but...
And then I got a Nintendo when it came out. I got a Super Nintendo when it came out. And then my parents randomly, even though I never would have bought it on my own, but my parents randomly, when they found out that the Zelda game, when Ocarina of Time came out, they just randomly got me a Nintendo 64 for my Christmas one year. Yeah, which is cool.
My childhood video games were all on, like, Commodore VIC-20 and the early Macintoshes.
I was 5 when the Nintendo came out. I'm young.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that was, what, like, 86?
Yeah, that was about when
the Nintendo came out the same year as my wife. But presumably the Nintendo did not also come out of my wife's mom's vagina.
Or so you think.
Yeah. Right?
So you hope.
That might explain why it was all sticky. It wasn't really all sticky. Blowing in the cartridges. You didn't get that whole childhood ritual?
Yeah, I remember doing that at friends' houses. One of my friends had one that it didn't... the loader wouldn't stay down or whatever. So you had to, like, push on it, like, 50 times to get the thing to stay in there.
Enter the Wumpa says, will any of you guys be getting the new Sam & Max game from Telltale? The voice acting sucks, but the game itself looks nergasmic.
Looks pretty cool.
When is it coming out?
I don't know.
But it is not out?
No, I don't think yet. The voices... Well, I'm not sure about the voices. I'm not sure that the real voices have been demonstrated. I think I read at some point that the voices in the preview movies we've seen were not the final actors.
Huh.
But I won't swear to that. But anyway, there's a rumor that it's going to be on the Wii, and if it is, then I'll get to play it. Otherwise, I'll have to wait until I've got a Macintosh that runs Boot Camp.
Huh.
Because there's no Mac.
Or running. I mean, you can always get it and play it on mine or Scully's computer when we're not home. I mean, I think either one of us would just totally let you do that if you wanted to. You know. Wasn't there something else you wanted to play but you couldn't play because it never came out on the Mac? Grim Fandango, maybe?
Yeah.
Grim Fandango was too fucking hard. Really, all adventure games are too hard for my stupid ass. I don't have time to spend an hour stuck on a puzzle anymore.
It's not that I don't have time, I just don't have the patience. I think the first Myst was the only adventure-type game I've ever solved without looking at hints.
That is one of my fondest video game memories, because there was this really brief time, I think I've talked about this on the radio before, but there was a really brief period of time for like a few months where Scully and I lived in the same house. And I think he either bought a computer that came with Myst, or one of us got it, because we both had CD-ROM drives at the time. And we were working, like, exactly opposite shifts at work. Like, he would work during the day, and I would work at night, I think, when I was working at the movie theater. And we'd have, like, an hour that we were both in the house in between our shifts at work. And we were just sort of playing it in shifts, like passing the CD back and forth. And, like, he would play for a day and get past something that I had been stuck on and, you know, get stuck somewhere else. You know, I would, like, you know, oh, okay, this is how you get past this. And then I would, you know, figure out how to get past the part that he was stuck on and explain it to him. So we just kind of played it pseudo-collaboratively in like, you know, these sort of stilted stages for... It only took us, like, 3 or 4 days to play all the way through it, I think. But, yeah, that's actually true. Like, completely without spoilers. I mean, there basically wasn't any internet then.
Yeah.
You know, so...
I feel kind of ashamed about it sometimes, because a lot of times I'll look at the walkthrough and I'll be like, shit, I totally could have figured that out if I'd been willing to spend the time to think about it.
And but usually when the first time I look at a walkthrough on an adventure game, I play until the next time I get stuck, and then I'm like,
Yeah, once you've looked at the walkthrough, it becomes so much easier to look at it again the next time.
And I usually just stop playing at that point, because I don't want to just use the walkthrough for the entire game, you know, because it's like, I mean, there is a sense of satisfaction in figuring out your way through it. I've never looked at any spoilers for Zork, right? Because I keep thinking eventually I'd like to play it, but I probably never will.
I remember when, I'm not sure when it was, but it would have been before 84 when the Max came out, but when I had the Commodore VIC-20, my dad and I played, one of the earliest Scott Adams text adventures, the old Pirate's Cove one together. That was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I had the first computer games I ever played. There was a TRS-80 Color Computer 2 was my first computer that my dad had bought from a friend of his for like $100 and gave it to me for Christmas. And there was a game called Madness and the Minotaur, which this game kind of made me angry. I looked into it, I read all about it years later, and it randomly generates the layout in an 8x8x8 grid. And it randomly populates like spells that you need to get past obstacles and the obstacles. So, I mean, I guess it makes it solvable and like weapons that you need to defeat monsters. And it just sort of like, there was no continuity whatsoever. It was cool, but it was just irritating. And another game called Rakatus, Raaka-tu, like the name of this, like, it sort of takes place in this, like, jungle temple.
Neat.
That you have to sneak into. It was neat. There were some cool puzzles. We never quite beat it, and then years later when I looked at that, I pretty much rewrote the entire thing in form because it was relatively simple. Just as kind of an exercise, I wanted to, like, recreate that game in form. And I got most of it written. But one of the things that you had to do to get the last point, you had to, in every room, type search room, and randomly, every game, it would populate like a gem that you would find in one of the rooms, and you had to get that to get all the points, and then all it did was if you made it back to the entrance with all the points, it would just say, congratulations, and then the game went.
That's like those old Nintendo games that did that, yeah. Or sometimes just congratulation.
Congratulation.
Yeah.
Yeah, crappy Nintendo endings were. I played all the way through Castlevania a couple weeks ago,
right.
And the credits for Castlevania are so ridiculous. His credits are so many stupid versions of, like, old horror movie actor names as the people who played. And then, yeah. I mean, it's funny, you know, but... let's see. Math says, I'm probably going to catch some flack for this, but what's your opinion of stasis in hardcore? I don't know, Bruno. I don't even know what's good anymore.
Yeah, don't ask me. I don't even know how fish work.
You don't even know how fish work?
This is a line from the Mystery Science Theater we were watching yesterday.
Oh.
Let me go to the martini hose.
Was that one that somebody sent you?
It was...
Smooth Move?
No, he was talking about that. That hasn't arrived yet, if he sent it. No, it was...
Do you have some Mystery Science Theater 3000?
Oh, yeah, I got a bunch.
Oh, really?
They're in the half-size wallet.
Oh, I'm going to have to borrow some of those.
And there's one that's in a box set in among the other ones.
Well, okay. Highbeam says, do you guys ever shop at Whole Foods? Because I work at one in South Florida. There is not a Whole Foods near where I live, but I shop at a store that's equivalent to Whole Foods. I pretty much get all my groceries from this... natural market called Sunflower.
Oh, you're such a hippie.
Dude, it's just fucking, like, meat and vegetables, you know? Like, it's...
They have, like, an actual butcher there?
You know, they're
just... I have not found a butcher.
You're gonna need to probably go to, like, a carniceria if you want, yeah, like, a real old-style butcher. Yeah, and I mean, they're not gonna speak English. But you should go and check it out, because it may be that they will, like, cut meat for you specifically. Mm-hmm. Their butcher section is gigantic. Like, they've got all these, like, sort of pre-made, like, marinated and spiced, like, skewers full of meat that, uh-huh, that are just, like... It's not, like, you know... If you're like a gourmet cook, the kind of thing you're going to want to get, but it's like, it's so easy to stock a barbecue. You go there. They also just have this incredible beer selection, which is fantastic. Zeno's back on the wagon, so he doesn't care, but, excuse me, man, I need to go somewhere that has naturopathic antacid tablets.
Ones that aren't just like giant aluminum tablets.
They don't actually do anything.
Yeah.
Just here, eat some carrots. That's right. I dated this girl who was going to school to be a naturopathic doctor.
Is that even a real profession?
It, you know,
is that you take one class and it's 5 minutes long and then they hand you a diploma?
It was a pretty serious. I mean, she operated on cadavers
as a part of the coursework. And her textbooks were like, they were the same textbooks that they use in medical school for like that kind of thing. But also, it just sort of like, all right, so there's teachers saying, all right, here's your medical school textbook, and by the way, Western medicine always does more harm than good. Like, I got into this argument with her once about, this was the girl that eventually broke up with me because I made fun of her for liking the movie Black Knight.
Oh, right.
We got into this argument once where she was like, you know, in China, 1,000 years ago, their medicine was just a lot better than ours. And I'm like, how can you say that when their life expectancy was probably half what ours is? And she said, how is it at all reasonable to gauge the quality of a culture's medicine on their life expectancy?
What?
Like, whoa, how do you even answer that?
What the fuck else would you base it on? And then there was probably some ridiculous hippie, like, quality versus quantity of life. Like, oh, right, okay, so, you know, the fantastic quality of living 30 years and then dying of pneumonia while being eaten by a bear. You're right, that's much better than, like, you know, man.
I'm really glad they invented those pills for curing being eaten by a bear.
Yeah, well, no, I know.
But you only live for to be 22, but you've got, like, awesome bowel movements all the way up.
That's true. I mean, and I guess you probably just having lots and lots of unprotected sex with no consequences. But still, I mean, you know, granted, you know, those last 10 years of just pissing yourself in a nursing home, like, you know, maybe those aren't, you know,
the best years of your life.
My dad showed me this comic once that was two guys in wheelchairs in front of a nursing home, and one of them said, "Glad I quit smoking. I'd hate to have missed this." Which I thought was pretty funny. But, yeah, anyway.
I went to a Whole Foods once because I was looking for fish, but that was it.
Did you go in and say, "How I mine for fish"?
Yes.
And they were like, "Don't ask me. I don't even know how fish work." See, I can reference that, and it's funny, even though I've never even seen it.
That's right.
I reference all sorts of things I've never seen or listened to.
I think the last time I actually went to a Whole Foods was when I was visiting Hot Stuff. There's a Whole Foods, like, within walking distance of Fuzzle Faggot Ridge or whatever the gay-ass name for his house is. You ever lived in a house that had a name? I've never understood tendency. That, I don't know. I mean, I guess if you live with 10 other people in a house and you're constantly talking to other people who live in houses with 10 other people, it would make sense for your house to have a name.
There was a... recurring house in my hometown called the Slack House or the Slackworks House, because it was where like 5 or 6 guys in the computer science department all lived. But it was more of a name for that group of guys and whatever house they happened to be living in, rather than being an actual name for the house.
Bernasio says, "Do you see the game going further in the collectible direction, further in the optimization problem direction, or further in the postmodern irony of gamer culture direction?"
I think we can go in all three directions at once.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think the game is just a triangle between those three things that keeps getting bigger on every axis. Ford says, "Is there a feature in the game anywhere that gives us an idea of how many people are logged in? I found myself describing the game to someone, and I didn't know how many people play daily." I honestly feel like our retention would improve. And I hate thinking like this, but I think that somebody seeing the game for the first time would take us a lot more seriously if the login page showed how many people were
in. I have no problem with that.
I never did it because hitting the online table was always kind of expensive, but I think it's a single read at login or at the load of the login page is probably fine.
We could also just have the script that culls the old login entries take a reading every XD seconds and do it that way.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Or just have it static and update it rollover.
Well, that wouldn't be as satisfying.
Yeah,
I'd like it to update more frequently than that. I think once every XD seconds would be perfect. Like, I think the Flush Online script runs once every 10 seconds.
Every 10 seconds, yeah.
If we make it run update once every 60 seconds.
I mean, it would have to push it, though. Like, if
it could just update a global or something.
Oh, that's true. Login reading from the global would be trivial.
Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe that's the way it ought to work. You want to make that so, and then I'll...
I'll write it into the login page. Because I honestly just like, plus I'm kind of proud of it, you know? Every time I look and I'm like, Jesus Christ, right now 1,500 people are reading this stupid crap.
For the information of whoever asked, 49,500 unique accounts were played today, 91,675 have been played this week, and 135,952 have been played this month.
Yeah.
Yurik the Real Bad expresses her disapproval over Fuzzle Faggot Ridge.
What?
Yeah, so Hot Stuff's house is actually called Brambleberry Manor.
Oh.
That's even worse.
Which I Fuzzle refer to Ridge. As Fuzzle Faggot Ridge. Cram Hollow Dale. We could sort of refer to this house as Cram Hollow Dale. He mounted this campaign when I first bought this office to refer to it as Shea Symmetric.
Yeah, I remember that.
Which I just was very resistant to, and my resistance was far from futile because nobody ever fucking says that. And if they did, they're fired. E. Phil Nikufisen says, effectively, are sucker links allowed in stores text? You know,
I don't like them.
Yeah, I don't like
but
them either.
I mean, is that enough an excuse to ban them?
I don't know. Do they? I mean, we ban them in chat, right? But is there anything that we allow? Is there anything that we allow people to do in store text that we wouldn't allow people to do in chat? I mean, is clan recruiting allowed in a store text? Because
no.
I personally kind of don't care what people put in their store texts.
I would say we can continue to evaluate it on a case-by-case basis like we've been doing, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes the moderators will be like, this person has a really obnoxiously stupid profile, can you change it? And if it's a reasonable request, I'll do it. So those things tend to get back to me if they're flagrant and disgusting, like your mom.
Billy Man says, how long can you guys stay awake before you all pass out?
Forever. I go to sleep voluntarily. That's not passing out.
I can generally go 36 hours. I've done longer. There was like one, there's this project... this drawing project for my perspective class in school that I made needlessly intricate and complicated just because I had a neat idea for it, and I ended up sleeping a total of 4 hours over 3 days finishing it, and then like went to class, handed it in, asked if I could leave early, and then skipped all the rest of my classes that day so I could sleep.
I pulled a series of all-nighters in college at some point. I don't remember how long it took. It was my junior year. It was the first semester, the same semester that I discovered KOL, incidentally, where I just didn't sleep for like several days because I had to get this project done.
Hmm.
It wasn't very...
I that doesn't do me any good. I just completely lose any kind of actual effectiveness after about 24, 25 hours.
Hmm.
Like, if the times when I try to, like, kickstart my sleep schedule back to normal, first of all, it never works. I just always end up making myself miserable for no good reason. But it's I feel like such a dipshit every time I'm, like, going to bed at 9 a.m. You know? Yurik the Real Bad says, did you listen to the Shoebots remix I sent you guys? I lost it. I want to listen to it, so K-mail me that link again, please, Yurik the Real Bad.
What is it?
I don't know. Apparently it has a remix of the Shorebots song that was about shoebots.
Neat.
A shoebox?
Golianur says, if you want an adventure game that you can play without a mind, get The Longest Journey 2. It's basically a movie that you sit back and watch. You know, my wife played that while I was doing something. I saw most of it, just kind of over her shoulder. Matt says, speaking of game endings, have you guys taken a crack at Okami for the PS2? I heartily recommend it if you like games that don't suck.
Yeah, I don't know, I haven't finished it, so I don't know how far I am, but I'm probably a third of the way through, approaching halfway through, and I really enjoy it, except for all the fits when that fucking bug talks. Because we were talking about this before. It was, it's like, it's a beautiful game. It's really elegantly and amazingly designed, and it could be this really beautiful, like, zen-like sort of game like Eco, but they went and put in a comedy fucking sidekick in it. And it's like, imagine Eco, except instead of the cute silent princess you're dragging around, it's Fran Drescher, and she won't shut up. It's awful. But every other part of the game, except when he talks, is awesome.
I was under the impression that he was kind of tutorial-y and that he wouldn't so much be around.
He shows up in all the cutscenes. After a while, he stops jabbering at you, telling you precisely where you should go next.
Right.
But he still talks in all the cutscenes.
I played through like the tutorial in the first part of the game, and I found it incredibly disorienting. Hmm. Like I had a hard time telling where you could go. You know. Like, I don't know. For some reason, I just had a very bad sense of... I don't know. I was really excited about it. Like, I saw it in Game Informer, like, last year, and I was like, oh, man, that's going to be cool.
Yeah.
But then when I started playing it, it was just like, I just kind of don't want to play this anymore. Which sucks. I've been playing a lot of Rocket Slime, though. I'm definitely playing that one through to the end.
I finished it a couple days ago, but I haven't got around to doing the optional bosses or the stadium yet.
I don't know that I like it, and I mean, I like it enough to play it all the way through, but I don't know that I like it enough to like try and get 100% completion or whatever.
Yeah, it seems like to get the optional bosses and stuff, I'd probably have to spend a lot of time farming stuff to make the best ammo, and that's not really an exciting part of the game.
Yeah. It seems like there are a lot of like alchemy recipes in there that are just kind of a waste of stuff.
Hmm.
Like, I really wish it, like, a lot of the alchemy recipes make me really wish that I could take stuff that I found and break it down into its components.
Yeah.
You know, instead of combining stuff. I was like...
Okay, the Flush Online script now reports the total number of players every 60 seconds to a flag called Players On.
Players On in global. Okay. I'll put something in the...
I'll let you do that, because I don't know how it should
work. Yeah, I want to look at it and decide where to put it or whatever. Person Man says, have you guys played many of the modern IF classics? Photopia, Shrapnel, A Change in the Weather, Savoir Faire, etc.? Photopia is just one of my favorite things ever.
I'm going to write that down, because I think that's one I haven't played yet.
Oh, man. It's so fucking beautiful.
Changing the Weather is good. Isn't that... Changing the Weather is the one where it's like, the light is gone, you must bring it, you have a rock.
I think so. I think so.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
that's
you're
something
right.
else. That's... Changing the Weather is a Zarf one, I think.
Is A Change in the Weather the one where you start out in that theater, and then...
It might be.
You leave the theater, and you're outside in some kind of thunderstorm?
Huh, I'm not sure.
I totally don't remember. God, what... Okay, fuck. What is the name of the one with the you have a rock?
I can look it up, because I mentioned it in...
The one with the tool man.
Yeah.
Like, strange names for stuff. You know what else was good?
For a Change.
For a Change, yeah. Okay. Edifice. Edifice was a fucking cool game.
Okay.
I think it was made for one of the IF competitions, but it's like it's sort of you replaying all these crucial moments in human evolution.
Oh, neat.
Like, so it's like the first is like you're sort of this monkey character like learning to use tools and cook meat, and then there's another segment where you have to like domesticate a horse. And then another segment where, like, you sort of develop language, which is neat.
Neat.
Which is really cool language puzzles.
Anchorhead is really good, too, if you like a Lovecraftian sort of one.
I don't think I ever played Anchorhead.
I recommend that.
But yeah. We, All right. Anybody who lives in Phoenix and wants to meet a bunch of us tomorrow, apparently there's a big group of KOL people going to Chiba Hut in Tempe. What
God
the fuck? Approximately 6 p.m. I can take you over there if you want to go.
Okay.
Might as well. I've never been to the Chiba Hut in Tempe. Anyway.
I'm going to say that looks exactly like the one.
I'm guessing there's probably some posters with some marijuana leaves on them.
I don't know about that. That would be kind of racy.
Mm. I have not played Shrapnel or Savoir Faire. I don't think I've ever actually heard of
Savoir Faire. Isn't Savoir Faire the one with... No, it's not. What's the one where you have like amnesia and you're like the director of that asylum and you've got the weird steampunk computer that follows you around?
Slouching towards Bedlam.
Yeah.
That's a great one. You really kind of have to be like into IF for that to be resonant. Because just the idea of writing like save and undo into the actual mythology of the game was just fucking awesome.
We should probably take off.
Yeah, we should. Merrick's ready. Anyway, if you live in Phoenix, come to Chiba Hut in Tempe tomorrow at 6, and there's a bunch of KOL people going to be there, including me. All right. Goliunner says, change in the weather is the one where there's a nuclear attack, which I don't
remember.
I don't think I ever played.
The only nuclear one I remember is Trinity.
Trinity was an awesome game.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, I'll see you guys on Monday, and these kids will see you again on Thursday.
See ya.
See ya.
Make a hole with a gun perpendicular to the name of the sound in a desktop globe. Exit wound in a foreign nation, showing the home of the one this was written for. My apartment looks upside down from there. Water spirals the wrong way out the sink. And her voice is a backwards record. It's like a whirlpool and it never ends. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen in and hear my words. They're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. All alone at the 64 World's Fair. 80 dolls yelling, small girl, after all. Who was at the DuPont Pavilion? Why was the bench still warm? Who had been there? Or the time when the storm tangled up the wire to the horn on the pole at the bus depot. And in back of the edge of hearing, these are the words that the voice was repeating. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen to my words. They're the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. When I was driving, once I saw this faded on a bridge.
I don't want the world. I don't want to have.
They don't need me here, and I know you're there. Where the world goes by like the humid air. And it sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks like a broken record. Everything sticks until it goes away. And the truth is we don't know anything. And I get more than what they have to want. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. And I hear my words. And the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words. And the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you. And I still have a want. In the glow of each other's majestic presence. Listen and hear my words. And the ones you would think I would say if there was a me for you.